Before we get to the CCMS, I wanted to, because it's fresh in my mind, ask Justice Hull to give us a very quick update on our AD search.
Thank you, Chief, and it will be quick. We had a meeting earlier this morning. We've been working with staff, Mr. Fuentes, Ms. Roberts, and we will be issuing a press release on Monday announcing the fact that a request for proposal will have been sent out, and the process is going forward. I will note that it is going forward under the new contracting manual that the council adopted at its last meeting. So we are moving forward as rapidly as we can with that, and I think all of us are satisfied with the progress. And before I lose the floor, could I say that we have a RUPRO meeting after this meeting adjourns. Could I ask those of you who are members of RUPRO to get your lunch, and then we'll go directly into the RUPRO meeting so we can get as much done today as we possibly can.
Okay.
Thank you, Chief.
Thank you. And item two, the Judicial Branch Administration, the presentation of the two independent reviews. This is a no-action item regarding CCMS. I would ask respectfully that Justice Breniers, the chair of the Executive Committee, and Judge Herman, the chair of the CCMS Internal Committee, to keep the presentation to 15 minutes.
Certainly will, Chief.
Thank you.
Chief, Jim Herman, I had about an hour introductory for Justice Breniers, but I think given one, that I'm here by telephone, Justice Breniers is present, and two, he is just in the interest of time, I would defer to Justice Breniers to make the presentation to the council.
Thank you, Judge Herman.
But, Chief Justice, members of the council, first of all, I recognize you've all had a draining morning, so certainly we will keep this brief. I also want to emphasize that we're here today just to present to the council the independent reports so that we can in turn get these to the BSA and the legislature this afternoon, and we will publicly post them this afternoon. I realize that you have only received these this morning, so I know you haven't had a chance to look through them yet. Our intention is not, and we certainly are not here to ask for any action by the council this morning on these reports. We realize that it will take time for you to digest them, that you will have questions once you've had a chance to look at them. Our intention is to come back here in October as part of our general presentation on the status of CCMS, that we will have with us at the time representatives from the two entities that did these reports, from K3, which did the software evaluation, and ISD, which did the Deloitte evaluation. They will also be here to answer any questions. And as I said, at that time, we intend to present at least some strategic alternatives on moving forward. I think the key message in the reports here is are the conclusions that K3 has reached. First of all, that CCMS has a solid foundation, that it is scalable to meet the needs of the branch, that the testing we've conducted so far has been well-planned and comprehensive, and that it will perform as designed once it is deployed into a production environment. So I think those are the critical takeaways from this report. Again, while I'm happy to answer any questions here this morning or to address the methodology that's been used in the reports, we can address those questions in October if members of the council would prefer.
That's good news, Justice Breniers, in terms of the reports back. Thank you. Thank you, Mark, as well. Any questions that we can't take up in October?
This integrated system diagnostic report. You said that was an independent report?
These are both independent reports. The vendors we selected in consultation with the Bureau of State Audits and the State Technology Agency. The statement of work under the government code requirements and as under this council's direction was divided into two parts at the suggestion and recommendation of the Bureau of State Audits and the CTA. And as I said, these focused on two different areas. The Integrated Systems Diagnostics, ISD, focused on Deloitte's processes and benchmarked those against Software Engineering Institute standards. K3, and again, these are both independent analyses, K3 focused on the software, on CCMS, on the system itself. While these are two separate reports, they are, however, complementary. In other words, K3 took the ISD report into consideration in arriving at its conclusions and making its recommendations.
Mark and Justice Vernier, when the legislature ordered these independent studies, and everybody being the technology office and BSA helped select and develop the scope, and I was frankly amazed that on the software report, after they went through the complexity of the software, how positive that is, and that's a real tribute, Mark, to your team, the oversight from the committee that's gone through the past year in this process.
Thank you.
As well as obviously all the work that took place earlier, but that's a very, very extraordinary report, I think.
Judge Rosenberg.
Thank you for this. The bottom line is the system works.
Bottom line is the system works, and that it will work when we deploy it.
I just had one suggestion for the future, for the October meeting and future meetings. You might, when you get into something, you start using the terminology and language, and you're very familiar and knowledgeable in this area. But for the rest of us mortals, you might want to not use terms like architecture, foundation, scalable, production environment. Try to use terms that the man on and the woman on the street and even judges can understand.
I will definitely try to do that. I was trying to incorporate the findings that were made directly by K3 with as little editing as possible, but we'll attempt to get past the terminology when we're here in October.
Had I submitted the report, it would have said, the system, she works.
Well, actually, yeah. It does. It says, quote, in summary, based on the results of our combined assessments, we expect that CCMS will perform as designed once it is deployed into the production environment.
The system works. System works.
It does.
Which, by the way, is very good news, and it's what the both the Bureau of State Audits and the legislature and the government code required of us in order to move forward with a successful product.
In other words, we got what we paid for.
There we are. We hope.
Oh, it does.
We did.
We did.
Thank you very much, Justice Braniers, Judge Herman, and Mark. We appreciate it.
And I just would like to add that staff has put in tremendous effort and many overtime hours in terms of working the last couple of months on the completion of the development phase, simultaneously with working with both of these independent reviewers.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Yes.
I think this is Bill's last meeting, and I think I speak very by saying thank you.
Thank you. Beach. You already know how much I appreciated the opportunity to hold this position, and today, no different. Every time we've had a council meeting, very, very proud to work for all of you and all of your predecessors. And so thank you for giving me the opportunity. Thank you.
Thank you, Bill. You know, we arranged it special that there would be a judicial council meeting.
We are adjourned.